Bud Powell now.
Chick Corea at his final performance on the album called Forever Yours. And it's just a really neat album. There's some great playing. His chops are still intact there. And just a few months later, he was dead. A moving sort of final farewell and a great gift from Chick Corea. Well, we're well into our second hour of our program now. It's 11:11 here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW. My name's Keith Black. Moving into my historical segment now, and this is one I haven't played for a long time, and it is clearly a classic. There's no question about it. Oliver Nelson, who is a leader and a saxophonist and whatever, in 1961, released an album called The Blues and the Abstract Truth. It formed a sort of a benchmark in his own career in that his arranging style changed following or because of this album that he looked after. And it does all sorts of interesting things with the blues in a non-conventional form. At the risk of boring a lot of you, if there are, I'm assuming that there are, I was about to say real musicians, isn't that terrible? Musicians out there who understand musical theory and harmonic issues, I do not. But I know there are people there who do. And for those of you, I thought I would take a couple of minutes and go through what's happening here sort of harmonically, and it will not mean anything to, well, it doesn't mean much to me either, except the parts of it. I'm going to read the quotes from the analysis. The pieces on the album, Stolen Moments, is the best known, and it starts the set. It's a 16-bar piece with solos in a conventional 12-bar minor blues structure in C minor. Hoedown, which is next, is inspired by the fourth section of Aaron Copland's Rodeo, built on a 44-bar structure with 32-bar solos based on rhythm changes. Cascades modifies the traditional 32-bar AABA form by using a 16-bar minor blues for the A section, stretching the form to a total of 56 bars. The B-side of the album contains three tracks that hew closer to the 12-bar form, Yearnin', Butch and Butch, and Teenie's Blues, and which opens with two 12-bar choruses of bass solos by Paul Chambers. I don't know if you understood any of that. What it means is he's taking the conventional sort of blues pattern and really messing with it. And in doing that, it changed his whole approach to arranging and got a lot of attention from the jazz community, who really understood and reacted to his work here. This is an absolute identified classic by everybody's standard. And the personnel here are really something. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Eric Dolphy on alto and flute. And Dolphy is just on fire in this album. It does amazing stuff. Oliver Nelson himself plays tenor and alto. George Barrow on Barry, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. Quite a lineup. And as I say, one of the surprises for people who haven't heard this before is, who is that guy on alto? He's just flying, and it's Eric Dolphy. So here is The Blues and the Abstract Truth with Oliver Nelson and his band. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
You just heard a classic album from 1961 called The Blues and Abstract Truth with tenor player and leader and composer Oliver Nelson in his extraordinary ensemble there. Regarded by all critics and jazz folks and the musicians who have followed and have studied those tracks very closely, an absolute classic. And there's some really neat playing there as well, and some very tight unison playing. It fits. It checks all the boxes for being a true jazz classic. And several of the tracks, especially perhaps Stolen Moments, has been covered by everybody. But he takes the blues and sort of bends it in a whole bunch of different directions. And everybody paid a lot of attention to this one. That's my historical segment for today. And I've got... Next week is, I've got one more week to go before we hit the fun drive couple of weeks. And next week is Black History Month, so I think you might be getting some hard-nosed early jazz related to African-American history coming up for my historical segment next week. But for now, let's move on to something different and up-to-date. Jeremy Rose is a saxophonist from Australia, and he has with him Novel Manijovic on keyboards, Tully Ryan on drums, and Ben Carey on modular synthesizer. The album is called Infinity 2, and it's got some really neat music. It's on the Australian label Earshift. Here's three tracks, several of which, well, actually all of them are relatively short. Two of them are quite short indeed. Here's Jeremy Rose on saxophone from Infinity 2. The first track is called From Now On.
We are two. Two of one name. Two who share the silence of nadir, an ignoble conduct disguised as noble efforts.